this, technology has found some fascinating new roles in this changed way of life.
From space, where satellites are recording the impact of the virus on human movement, to phone apps meant to trace the contacts of infected people, to the quest for a cure, scientists and engineers are fighting COVID-19 at every turn. And for celebrity scientist Bill Nye, that's a good sign.
We absolutely have the science and technology to address this virus.
But there are big challenges. First, figuring out what really works. Remote temperature sensors, for example, have become all the rage to try and spot virus carriers. A leading manufacturer, FLIR, reports $100 million worth of new orders, even though the company explicitly says its product is not really intended to detect people with the virus. Second, focus. Public health experts fear all the scattered efforts to bring science and technology to bear will be significantly diminished if they are not coordinated with overarching plans for testing, tracing, and treatment.
You can't address a virus that can cross state borders at the speed of the wind without having a national or indeed international program.
And third, time. For all the promises science offers, no large-scale solutions are expected quickly, especially when it comes to a vaccine. At best, it might be months. Just as likely,
it's 2 years, everybody. 2 years before a vaccine.
Even with all the technology we have now.
Yeah, I think 2 years to get something that people trust.
Until then, the research, the waiting, and the robot war on COVID-19 will go on.
Gatherings of this part are not allowed.